Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Cugno, he hosts Dolphins Weekly live on CBS 4. He anchors sports on CBS 4. He'll be seen on CBS Sports HQ. And the guy's all over the place.
He got some jobs, don't he?
You know, Mike Cugno, who is a notoriously healthy eater. I mean, yeah. Notoriously healthy. Stopped by my suite on Wednesday night for my birthday at the Panthers game and had a big-ass piece of cookie cake.
What?
That's right. Cugno, you still working that off?
Yeah, that's fake news. That was a deep fake video. It's crazy what they can do on the internet these days.
I still have the video.
They make it look like something.
There's nothing deep fake about there. The only deep thing there is Cugno going deep into that cookie cake.
He was celebrating your birthday.
Yeah,
I hope, Cugno.
No, yeah, I don't know what possessed you, Cugno.
It was your gift. All right, that was my gift to you for your birthday.
I think it was peer pressure.
The one bad thing.
I had a suite full of people that were just eating, you know, junk food after, because we had sliders up there and chips and, you know, popcorn and French fries, and he didn't budge. You know, we had Funky Buddha, we had the guys from Funky Buddha with me, and Cugno didn't budge. And then all of a sudden that cookie cake came out, and he was like, you know, positioned it like he was doing me a favor. He's like, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to have a slice. I've never seen Cugno look so happy in my life.
Get away from it.
I'm only human. I can only take so much pressure and temptation, okay?
Yeah, Cugno, I saw your shirt, man, yesterday on TV. It looked a little tight in the midsection. I just don't know.
That's what that cookie did to me. It just immediately ballooned.
True or false, you left the suite at the Panthers game. He left during the third period. True or false, you left and went right to your gym.
Well, I went home and then, yeah, to the gym. The midnight gym session.
He told me he was going. I'm not even kidding you. He told me after he had that piece of cookie cake. And by the way, Cugno, because I had this conversation with Ryan and Casey from Funky Buddha and with Josh Appel. Sean Thornton was up in the suite. I maintain the best form of cake is cookie cake. Would you agree or disagree with that after having that delightful piece?
Well, it's not a cake. It's just a giant cookie.
Ooh,
that's all it is.
Disagree with you.
It's just a giant cookie.
It's not a giant cookie.
That's
it's
my
a
take,
cake.
Too.
It's a cake. It's got frosting on it, and you cut it in pieces like a cake.
Okay, if you put frosting on some grits, is it a cake?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It is.
A grit cake.
But that's what makes the cake a cake, is the frosting, right?
No, what makes a cake is cake batter. It's right in the name. That's it.
Cookie dough batter. Batter. Batter up. I don't know what that means. All right. Mike Cugno. I'm doing word association with myself.
Batter up.
The Dolphins impressed yesterday, and what I was saying to Crowder was, that's not a statement that needs context, right? A lot of their victories, we need to give it all this context. Well, they were facing so-and-so, well, this, well, that. They've won four in a row. Yesterday, they were impressive on all sides of the ball. Like, what is your take on the Dolphins right now?
Well, that, to me, that's what a good team looked like. Right, because we talked about this four game stretch, and oh, they're playing bad teams. You know, the Panthers, the Jets, the Texans probably look at the Dolphins the same way the Dolphins look at them, right? And for the first time in this stretch, you went, okay, no. These two teams are on different levels. The Dolphins looked like a really good team yesterday, and I think you just have to look no further than overcoming four really critical mistakes in the first half. There was two bad sacks and then two bad fumbled snaps that were just drive killers. And one of them happened, you know, it happens in Panthers territory, or two happen in Panthers territory, and you don't get points out of it. And yet you still win by, 23 points, you know? So that to me is a sign of a good team. When you can overcome mistakes that were that egregious and still make it look like a blowout.
And, Mike, should they have taken their foot off the gas? Me and Hawk were talking about this, bro. 12 minutes left in the game. They're already just trying to run the clock out. After all the fans have been through, I think they should have tried to hang 50. How do you feel?
No, I mean, the way that game was dominated, it's not like the defense stopped bringing the pressure. I mean, they basically brought the pressure from, you know, from the start to the end. Jalen Phillips almost gets a fourth sack really late in the game. P.J. Walker didn't have any time to throw either. It's not like it was just completely just shut it down, see you next week. The offense, sure, take the foot on the gas, but you're just trying to, at that point, the game's in hand. Your season's still alive, so let's just make sure we get out of here, let no one get hurt, and there's no point to put up 50 at that point.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 is with us. You mentioned Jalen Phillips. So we and a lot of media members were highly critical of Chris Greer at the start of the season. But now when you look at the play of Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle and Javon Holland, do we have to reassess? Did Chris Greer hit a home run in last year's draft?
Right now it looks that way, yes. And I think it comes with a little context too, because – you look at the way maybe Jalen Phillips was used in the beginning of the year. Remember, they classify him as a linebacker. And that just, you know, that's not what made him a first-round pick, right? He was a first-round pick because of the way he played defensive end at the University of Miami. And now it seems like that's exclusively what he's doing. And look what happens. He's up to, I think, 6.5 sacks now on the season. The picks have to be used correctly, you know. And I think you're seeing that now with Waddle. And I think part of it, you look at what Albert Wilson's doing. Albert Wilson's been kind of that dink and dunk guy underneath. And now we're seeing Waddle kind of get vertical. You know, Waddle could have had another big play yesterday, but Tua decided to check down to Durham Smythe on one play. Waddle had a step on a guy deep downfield. Tua just went with the safe play. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like anything that was going to cost him the game. But yeah, that 137 I think he went for could have been a lot bigger. And I think maybe it's just we're starting to see them use these guys correctly. And then on the defensive side of the ball with Javon Holland, when they go to this cover zero defense, you're seeing him being able to be a little bit more free out there. You know, he's in the backfield now as well, causing havoc. So, yeah, I think it comes with a little context. You just have to use the guys the right way and the reasons why they were projected so highly.
And Hawk asked me earlier, Mike, he was saying, why is the slow starts? You know, is this the third year in a row a slow start? And yeah. My answer, all I could come up with was a new OC 3 years in a row, and they're trying to figure it out. Bro, yesterday, Durham Smythe is motioning under center, snapping the ball for quarterback sneaks. They're doing so much more. We saw flea flickers in the last two games. Like, is that an answer to why the slow start? How would you answer Hawk asking, why is it so many slow starts year after year?
You know, the OC thing, that would be a good excuse as to why. I just think in the NFL, coaches, to a fault, can be overly conservative. Because this is the defense we saw last year. If we just speak from a defensive point of view, why did it take so long to get to this point where we're like, oh, look, the defense that they were running last year, the sort of live by the sword, die by the sword kind of pressure, it works for them. Why didn't they go to it earlier? And then offensively, just kind of figuring things out. That's probably a little bit more of the OC. But, yeah, it's disappointing. You know, we talked about in our show yesterday, does this make you think of the Dolphins any differently these last four games? And it's, yes, it does, but it's a different disappointment. Like, you're disappointed those first eight games for the way they started. And now I'm disappointed that they didn't do this earlier, right? And you're happy that they're succeeding, but you're like, oh, man, like, you just look at the way that three games ended by a field goal in the last possession or an overtime and how this season could be completely different. Obviously, there was quarterback injuries in the middle of that, but man, we could be talking about a much different type of run right now for this team the last four or five games left to go down the stretch.
That is probably the one frustration that Dolphins fans feel today, which is, you know, oh, it could have been, feels like it could have been so different. Mm-hmm. But I'll ask you, could they be a playoff team? I mean, we all saw the graphic on Red Zone Channel yesterday. They're officially in the hunt. Once it goes up on the graphic, there's no denying it. You're in the hunt. I'm sure you looked over the schedule like we have. Cunho? Oh, yeah, dog. Cunho? Are you keeping the dog on the same kind of diet that you're on? Is he hungry? Is that it? Just
that's a hungry bark.
The dog needs some meat sometimes. I mean, they're carnivores.
That's the neighbor's dog. Sorry.
Are they potentially? I feel so weird saying this after the start of the season. Are they potentially a playoff team?
Let me say this: they are in a playoff right now. They are basically cannot lose the rest of the way because then basically it's going to be really impossible to get in. Every week right now is an elimination game. That's the way I would look at it. This is their playoff because the way it sets up perfectly for them to actually get in, but you can't slip up. You know, the Titans, they're struggling. They don't have Derrick Henry. I think A.J. Brown was out yesterday too. You look at the Giants, the Jets. This could set up to come down to the last game against the Patriots. And if that's the case, that's the best outcome you could ask for considering the way it started. But the way I look at it is they are in a playoff right now, and that's the way they have to approach every game because one loss, and I think they're out.
And is Tua doing what we thought he was going to do? Because he didn't make that dumb mistake. He usually makes that dumb mistake, bro. He balled out. 27 of 31, those are video game numbers. Nobody goes 27 of 31 right now. Like
certainly not Cam Newton.
Yeah, oh, 5 of 20.
5 of 20.
Get out of here. I'm back, man. But, bro, is Tua turn that corner now? Because he looked good as hell yesterday against the number one rated pass defense in the league.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. A lot of people, I think, will point to the yards per attempt, you know, yards per completion for Tua. But that's not the Dolphins' style of offense. So I wouldn't necessarily worry too much about that, but he is efficient. That's what you want, right? You just wanted efficiency. You wanted him to prove that he can win football games. And quite honestly, we just needed a little patience, both the media and the fans. We've seen quarterbacks take a while to get going. And, you know, he's played what? Now he started what? 16 games now in his career. And the numbers prove out that you can win with a guy like this. Is he a superstar? We don't know yet. But he can win. He can absolutely go out there and win you football games. So if I'm a Dolphins fan, I'm looking at the Tua situation and going, this is a guy that I can definitely play with for the next few years.
Would you take Tua – I was watching the game last night. Would you take Tua over Baker Mayfield right now?
Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
what's going on with the Browns.
Yeah, that's a weird situation over there. Would you take – if you could redo the pick right now, Justin Herbert or Tua, who you take?
Oh man, that's a harder one because you see the flashes of what Herbert can be. You probably go Herbert just because that deep ball thing is just there already, and you know we've seen only a few attempts from Tua downfield. I think you still give the edge to Herbert at the moment, but it's the gap is closing.
Who would you take, Crowder?
That's a tough one here, man.
I know.
And there's a lot more context to it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. That big boy. The body type of Herbert is more appealing to me, staying healthy 10-year, 12-year, 15-year career. So,
but it's not as easy as it was at the beginning of the season.
Week four?
When you didn't even have to think about it. Literally didn't have to think about it.
And Herbert's had a terrible run these last four or five weeks.
Yep. Mike Cunho, CBS4. So you get home from the Panthers game. You have the cookie cake at the suite on Wednesday night. You don't normally eat anything like that. From Wednesday night till now, Monday, have you had anything else unhealthy?
Yeah, probably whatever I ate in the press box yesterday. Which I think were like these little empanadas. But that's, you know, look, man, I'm paying for a wedding and redoing some floors in the house. So I'll eat where I can eat for free.
Did you go home from the suite and you see your fiance and you go, I've got to tell you something? Like, were you racked with guilt over the cookie cake?
There was so much shame. I couldn't look her in the face. I slept on the couch. I put a track suit on, then went to the gym after the game, then woke up, went back to the
gym. I'm being honest. Do you say to her the way a lot of guys would say after going to a strip club, hey, I just want to tell you, I was out with my friends. We ended up at Cheetah. No big deal. Do you say something along those lines to your fiance after having a piece of cookie cake?
No, I don't. But when she pulls out, after Thanksgiving, there's leftovers, there's like cheesecake or something in the refrigerator that someone gave us. And she's like, do you want any? And I'm like, no. And she's there like taking a bite. She's like, are you kidding me? I'm going to eat this and you're not even going to have a piece. Like, that's what she gets mad about.
I got you. Now, when you describe what you had at the suite, do you say I had a cookie cake, some cookie cake, or do you say I had a cookie?
No, I had a bite of a cookie.
No, see, now, this is that, and that's why I know it's a cookie cake and not a cookie, because no one would describe what he had as a bite of a cookie unless you're considering a giant, 30-person serving cookie.
A giant cookie. It's a giant 30-person cookie.
Admit it, Cunio. It was a cookie cake. Admit it. It was a cake.
You could call it whatever you want, but it's a cookie.
And it's the best form of cake.
No, it's not.
Unbelievable.
It's not. You can't call it the form of cake because it's not a cake. Ice cream cake is better.
Oh, my God. Ice cream cake is the worst form of cake. Uh-oh. And ice cream's not meant to be eaten, with a fork and in bites. Like a cookie cake. I can't get into this.
Oh, and a cookie's meant to be eating with a fork?
Yeah, a cookie that's a cake for sure.
Oh, my God.
He's special.
This guy's ridiculous.
Crowder, how do you do this? How do you do this every day?
This guy's ridiculous.
4 hours, bro.
This guy's ridiculous.
20 hours a week, big dog.
This Cunio is ridiculous.
No, one thing I got to ask. He asked you about the weekend, Cunio. Wednesday night was a cookie cake. Then you brought up Sunday in the press box. Thanksgiving was Thursday.
Yeah, Jack.
Carrots for Thanksgiving?
No, I had turkey. I had mashed potatoes. I had what else did I have? I had sweet potatoes. I can't remember what else.
Was there butter on the mashed potatoes?
No. Unless it's cooked in with it.
Well, but I don't most
like,
are.
You throw like a stick of butter on your mashed potatoes?
Most good mashed potatoes are cooked with a stick of butter in there and cream.
I'm sure I didn't cook it. I just ate it.
Oh, okay. Well, that was really my question. Like, did you guys make this dumbed-down Cunio version of Thanksgiving, or did you have actual? I don't know. Did you weigh in ounces the amount of white meat turkey you were eating?
I go with the dark meat. The white meat's dry.
I picture him with like a Scarface scale, getting 6 ounces exactly of white meat turkey, no skin.
Tell me this was oven baked. Tell me it was smoked or fried.
Portion control.
Ours was oven baked. It was delicious.
Oven baked.
Ours was oven baked.
So oven baked.
So good.
Oh my!
All right, we gotta go. We love you, Mike Cunio.
Love you too.
That was very nice of you, Mike Cunio, ladies and gentlemen. It was a little bit reluctant, wasn't it?
What's it sound?
I peer pressured him into cookie cake and then saying I love you. I just peer pressured him.
If he was a kid, his parents would tell him you're a bad influence. Don't go hanging out with
that. I don't want you hanging out with that hot guy anymore.
Exactly what they would say.
Mike Cunio there from CBS4.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.